We have a special episode today. It's a Father's Day edition of WST Podcast. We're going to cover a sport with our field correspondent, James Rehorn, that you may share some love with your father, and that is the sport of golf. James was at the U.S. Open yesterday, Saturday, during moving day. We're going to break down what took place. Woodland at the top, Rose close behind, Koepka lurking. We'll discuss that as well as what to look for this Sunday, Father's Day. Spend some time on the couch, grab a pint with your dad. WST Podcast, we'll get into that right now. All right, we're back on WST while Kyle is still on his WST World Tour. I think he's in... I can't tell you where he's at right now. He's partying at some pool. Was in Saint-Tropez. Nonetheless, we got James Rehorn back, as James was our field correspondent yesterday down at the U.S. Open in Carmel by the Sea. James, thanks for joining us again. You had a firsthand chance to see, obviously, what took place during moving day during the U.S. Open. Why don't we first touch on, you took Kelly down. Kelly is James's beautiful wife. Let's talk about... how she enjoyed her time, if she did or didn't. And the reason I ask, because the women who listen to our podcast probably see golf as something they fall asleep to on the couch while their husband more or less watches it on TV, right?
Yeah, I would say it's actually, with me, it's, you know, I'm the one that ends up falling asleep watching the golf and it gets stuck on TV. So Kelly gets to learn a lot more than she ever really cares to learn about golf. But yeah, she had a good time. I mean, over the years, she's kind of, I think when we've been coming down here for a few years now, usually for the AT&T Pro-Am in February. So over the years, she kind of, you know, has her few guys that she likes. She's gotten into it a little bit more and more.
Who are those guys?
Now she kind of gets it. It kind of changed. I think she, you know, she likes, you know, the young guys like everyone. She likes, you know, Spieth and Fowler and, you know, those guys. I think that there's certain people where, you know, she, like yesterday she asked, she's like, do you only like Brooks Koepka because he has a hot girlfriend? I was like, no, there's like 1,000 reasons I love Brooks Koepka. That's like one very small reason.
Maybe the fact he denied her a kiss. I mean, that's.
Yeah. Like, he's jacked. He pounds his drives. He talks shit. He goes for everything. He's sponsored by Michelob Ultra. He ripped Zins. He's great.
So for the women listening, if you have a chance to get out of a tournament, see these guys live. Koepka is, as he is in person, a specimen who, as James said, has a beautiful, wonderful model girlfriend, rips Zins, and is sponsored by Michelob Ultra. James, let's break down the top. Let's go into the top 10. I don't think, in looking at the leaderboard, anyone outside of Kuchar has a chance today. Would you say that's a fair assessment? He's sitting at -5. After a 70, shooting a 70 yesterday. And then you got from the top down or next would be Rory sitting at 6. You got Louis and Chez and Brooks sitting 4 shots off the lead at -7. Justin Rose and Gary Woodland, obviously in that final pairing, Gary shooting a 69 yesterday. Justin keeping somewhat pace, picked up a stroke, shooting a 68. Let's start with Cooch. Why don't we go? What do you think his shot is, or his chances
zero.
Are? I guess
I love Cooch and I would love to see him win it, but I don't see it happening. He's not one to typically come out and when he's 6 strokes back, 5 strokes back, no, 6 back. I don't see it happening.
Odd thing here,
I love Cooch. He just doesn't have. I don't know. I just don't see him gaining 6 strokes on the leader on a Sunday.
I'm looking
probably
at
one of my top 10 favorite golfers. I just don't see it happening for him today.
Yeah, he's leading the FedEx Cup rankings right now. Obviously, if he continues, top 10 finishes, good for him. He'll probably stay there. At least that's what projected right now. Rory, did you have a chance to watch Rory at all yesterday?
I saw him hit a couple shots. I think he's got a good shot to win. I think it's really a 4-man race between Rory, Koepka, Rose, and Woodland. Mm-hmm. I don't see Chez Reavy going out there and, you know, doing anything. I mean, I don't know, maybe he does, you know, good for him. I hope he does. But I just, you know, haven't seen him get a whole lot of big wins before. So I don't see that really happening. I'd love to see Louis Oosthuizen in the mix and, you know, come away with a win. But he always seems to, you know, blow it on Sundays. I don't see him coming through. One of the reasons I love him is because he always fucking chokes on Sundays and then he has a good sense of humor about it and doesn't laugh it off.
I think I saw a stat yesterday on the broadcast where Louis was one of eight people in the modern golf era that had the aforementionable Grand Slam of coming in second in tournaments. The other one still in the still there. Another one is obviously Phil Mickelson. We know his heartache at U.S. Opens, but I think you're correct in that statement of can Louis finish four shots back?
I would love to see him finish. I just don't see it happen. I would love. I mean, being four back, it's, I don't know. I think he can do it. I hope he does. I just don't see it happening.
He's paired with Rory today, I believe. That would be a great pairing to watch in terms of just, I mean, golf acumen, right? All right, let's hop up to an odd pairing, in my opinion. Now, two guys that are four shots back. You got Brooks. We talked about Brooks a little already, but let's talk about Chez Reavy. Chez is a odd looking fellow, in my opinion. Good ball striker, as you said, out of ASU.
He looks like a college baseball player.
He does look like a college baseball player.
And just the way he wears his hat, I don't really know what it is. Big jawline.
Big jawline and flat brim hat. I think he still represents ASU for the most part. Forks up. So West Coast guy. How odd is that pairing going to look stepping up to, I believe they start on number one today. They're going to go out traditional. So they end on 18, where Brooks Koepka, who you probably got, is what, 6'1"? Chez Reavy's probably all of 5'6", 5'7". And I don't think Chez is putting it out there with Brooks.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't think he's quite as, I mean, no one's really quite as long as Koepka, other than a couple other guys. But I don't know. I think from what I know about Chez Reavy, which isn't a whole lot, I don't think he gets super intimidated by guys. I think, you know, he's been obviously a little bit shorter guy his whole life, and he goes out there and plays his game. I think he's got a little chip on his shoulder and plays that way. I mean, you got guys like Rory, who's, you know, 5'10", 160 or probably 180 pounds, and, you know, he can still stripe it up there with the best of them.
Rory can torque. He's got a lot of torque. Brooks, clean card yesterday. I think I'll summarize what I saw in the third round moving day yesterday, but Brooks clean card yesterday, came off the round off, post game or post round interview was all smiles. And the fact around the clean card, you saw him recover from a more or less scold sand shot to make a long par putt off the fringe there. I believe it was on 16 and, you know, go par in, birdie on 10, but then a clean par in, finish at -3. That was probably up of the top 10, tied for lowest round with Chez. So again, get some guys in the hunt, Jay Rose, Gary Woodland in the final pairing. Jay Rose, in my opinion, his putter's been on point since going to the claw grip. Yesterday, shot a 68. Again, picked up a stroke on Gary after going into Saturday 2 back. What are your thoughts on Gary and Justin?
I think that Gary Woodland's another one of those guys that, you know, looks like just a bigger version of Chez Reavy. golf's weird to where, you know, in any other sport, you always kind of like to cheer for the underdog. But in golf, when you see a guy's name up there that you don't recognize as much or don't see as much, you don't want him to win. You want the guys that you know to win, which is odd. You know, it's always, I mean, ultimately it would be nice to see a guy like, you know, Gary Woodland, Chez Reavy, someone like that win it. But with golf, you just kind of, you know, you got your guys and you cheer for them. So I'd love to see Koepka or Oosthuizen or, you know, someone else come up. Justin Rose is kind of on the opposite of that spectrum. Everyone seems to love Justin Rose. Everyone always wants him to win, but I don't know. I can't find a reason to like or dislike him. I'm just kind of like, whatever.
He's the most robotic guy in golf. His swing is so pure. He says all the right things. He may be the Russell Wilson of golf.
Yeah, he's got a great looking swing. Yeah, him and Adam Scott are both like the same. Like, they got great looking swings. I just can't find a reason to like them.
Yeah, and then you got Gary. Gary's from Kansas. Char is all of a sudden enamored by him. He's a guy that has been close before. He's won some tournaments in the past. I think he had the same. Those guys both coming on off 18 had grins on their face knowing that they were going to be in the final pairing. Now, I want to get into today as today plays out. How do you see today playing out and ultimately give me you know, what does it come down to? What are the holes you see that are vital to those who are in the hunt, either, you know, finding their way into the top 10 or into contention down the stretch, or those that ultimately fall off?
So many holes. I think that, let's jump straight to the back nine, because that's what's exciting. That's what people want to talk about. You know, there's some great holes on the front. I mean, everyone loves seven. Obviously, it's one of the most iconic holes in golf. I think, you know, that 8, 9, 10 stretch is pretty big. You got to keep it in the fairway on those to really have a shot. That's, you know, easy to make bogey on those holes. So I think guys that can play through that stretch and do well, then coming down and that, you know, you got 14 coming up, that true par five, but no one can really, you know, put a true fade on it and get it around that dog leg. So it's always a, you know, 3 wood or long iron to get up on that green. They got a back left pin location up there today. So that's always going to be a tough hole. I don't think you'll see a lot of birdies there. I think guys will be making fives on that. And then 17 is always interesting. That long par three coming in. Again, another back left hole location. That's not going to be easy for them. I think you're going to see a lot of guys, you know, either playing it safe to the right if they're in it and just getting on their green and taking their pars. But some guys that are a couple strokes back might be attacking and could be interesting. And then 18 is always great as well.
Going back to 17, then I want to touch on 18 too, because I think it's going to be this deciding hole. 17, you saw Woodland take out a 6-iron, and literally he did a club twirl. I think he even made a comment to it after the fact in his post-round interview. He thought he had striped it, you know, pin high, dart. He came up short, and I think it was the same hole that he had to take a hosel job, like out of the bunker in an odd stance, and then made, I think, the par putt. He had a couple par putts in watching on TV. I know you being there live didn't get a chance to see the full broadcast, but there were some putts that, in my mind, Woodland made that you have to make. It's one of those, I don't know if there's a saying to it, but it's kind of their tournament when they start making those.
Yeah. And it's at the same time, it's, you know, he made a lot of great putts. He had that chip, and I think it was on 6 yesterday, where to save par is a huge par save. So I think, you know, if that's the way you're playing, great. Then it's going to be hard for guys to beat you. But if, you know, can you keep that up? Is that going to last for 4 days in a row? That's where it gets tough.
Yeah.
Kepka, who really, his putter hasn't really been on yet. And so it's only a matter of time before that kind of comes back to full form and he, you know, goes back to being unstoppable.
Yeah, you're right. I think as I look at it and I think through it, you're exactly right. If you can make the turn, those holes 8, 9, and 10 unscathed, if you pick up a shot, that's even more. But if you can get through there and even, I would say between the last two, last three pairings, if you can get through there and you come into, call it 16, 17, 18, you know, with a shot, one back or two potentially, then you have a legitimate shot. And I think it will all come down to, I mean, you saw it. Why don't you tell the folks about, you know, 18 and the obligatory tree there. I think we both saw Koepka and Rose go for it. I mean,
yeah, that's great. So, I mean, a lot of guys, I think everyone's seen the clip of Tiger pulling 3 wood from just, you know, left of the tree. And, you know, back then it was, you know, a miraculous shot. And now, you know, you got a lot of guys that can put it way up past the tree.
Yeah.
So yesterday, you know, Koepka's definitely one of those guys, you know, aside from, you know, maybe him, DJ, and John Rahm, I don't know if anyone can really hit it further than those guys. So Koepka gets up there and he just plugs the tree and it bounces back. So he's standing directly behind the tree and pulls out 3 wood to go for the green.
Yeah.
And it's just shots like that. Then, you know, explaining to Kelly, my wife, I was like, that's what makes this guy so incredible. Is that like that is for anyone else in the world, that's a stupid thing to do, to pull out 3 wood, you know, try to play it around the tree, over the water, onto the green. Like
you are obviously enamored by Brooks. Cause I mean, Justin Rose did the same thing in the following group. You were probably
still. Well, I left right after that. I was trying to get back to the shuttle. It was getting late. I was trying to get back to the shuttle. It was like hour long wait to get on the shuttle and get back. It wasn't easy. So like, let's get out of here before it gets too crazy.
So here's how I think it plays out. And then I'll let you give your ideas. I believe it comes down to the final pairing. Now Brooks may pick up enough strokes where I don't see him picking up more than 6. So 13 being the number in the clubhouse, maybe 7, 13, 14. You know, certainly the leaders, if you're Woodland, you're not necessarily having to chase a number, but if you can get to 13, 14, as we saw it play out, it's going to come down to 18, in my opinion. If you can find, obviously, the fairway and give yourself an opportunity at, you know, getting it up there close into on the green, obviously ideal. But I say that because you saw Rose put that same shot in the bunker and he was smiling the whole way, knowing that he full well could easily get up and down. He had an uphill bunker lie. So it's going to be an exciting Sunday. You got a great leaderboard. Who ends up winning it?
I think with the guys we got in the mix, I don't know. I think Woodland's, you know, it's not often he has, you know, he's got a one shot lead over Justin Rose. I don't know. I think that'll be interesting with those two going after it. Those two had, you know, their troubles closing in the past. Obviously Rose won it a few years ago. But I don't know. I think it's going to be tough. I'm kind of hoping for a potential playoff.
How about this? How about I put it this way? I'm giving you even odds on Rose and Woodland. I'm giving you 2-1 on Koepka, and then I'm giving you 4-1 on Rory and Chez and Louis. Where are you putting your money? And then give me who ultimately in your mind wins.
I'm probably putting my money on Koepka. I'd like to say Rory because of the odds and because I know that he's going to come out and take chances and really go for it. It could be exciting. Hopefully he doesn't get burned when he takes those chances.
It's tough to bet against the champ, right?
Yeah.
Until they lose, it's tough to bet against them. I think from what I saw yesterday, I think it's Woodland's tournament just because he's had the ball stopping. I think it was on 16, actually. There was a shot that Rory had coming out of the bunker. It hit in the exact same spot that Woodland's did and rolled off the green. Rory ended up taking a bogey, I believe, on the hole. Woodland stops, and this was after he had to, I think, hit out of a bunker. It stops and literally it just stops, and he makes the putt for par. And I think it's shots like those that, like going back to what I said earlier, make it his tournament. I'm putting my money on Woodland, not only because I have a bet with a buddy that if he wins, I win $60 or so, not a big amount, but I'll be cheering for Woodland. You can take Koepka. Rose probably ends up winning due to that fact. But James, thanks for joining.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
All right, my friend. Well, are you headed down again today?
I'm going to try to. It's a tough sell to get the wife to go down 2 days in a row into massive crowds, but I'm going to see what I can do to get back down there again today. If not, we'll just post up at a bar in Monterey somewhere.
Nice. And we got the leaders teeing off at, I believe these times are Eastern, so I'm going to say all tee times are local, so 2:30 p.m. West Coast late ending as opposed to, you know, tourneys on the East. So make sure you stay up, get out, do something. during your day, get back on the couch, probably around 4 o'clock, you can pick up the entirety of the last probably 14 to 15 holes. Rehorn, appreciate it, my friend.
No problem. Thanks.
WST Podcast. Make sure you're picking us up on wherever you listen to your podcast. We went live this morning. Unfortunately, I haven't found a way to where you have dialogue or can listen to what Mr. Rehorn was saying. We'll try to figure that out. But follow us on Instagram, Twitter. Appreciate everyone out there. U.S. Open recap and look ahead into Sunday, the final round of the U.S. Open down in Pebble Beach in Carmel by the Sea. James Rehorn, thanks for joining us. And we'll talk to you soon. Boom.